Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Of research every week, the list appears. Hello, knock knock. Anybody
Hello,
home?
Yeah, that's just where, third floor women's lingerie.
Yes, that's right. Exactly. Keep going. The chart list is at talkers.com every week, and also at gooddayshow.com every week. So now that you've stepped off the elevator and you have the microphone,
only people who are 95 years old got that reference.
Now, I got it, and I'm not 95.
Do you remember that sound when you were five?
Yes. Yeah. Right. Exactly. And there would be an operator who would be on the elevator.
Right.
That was the old days. They had the hand shift thing.
But it was particularly at department stores. I remember, I'd go to department stores with my mother. I'm 5 years mm-hmm. old. And I remember, bing, it was the sound of the elevator when it went to, because you took elevators as well as escalators.
Yeah, yeah.
The stores I was in were in New York. So a department store had like 10 Macy's. Floors, 15 floors.
Gimbals. Yeah. Right.
Kimball's, Macy's, all that, whatever. Yeah. But that sound of that elevator sounds very much like the computer sound that we hear now.
What's old is new again. You know, that's
I have a whole theory and kind of a lecture, and we'll get into this chart in a second, on how the sounds of life have changed since the 1980s to now, where everything is electronic sounds as opposed to analog sounds. And
for real sounds.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Real sounds.
And, like nobody does this anymore. Right?
Unless you were doing that on a computer,
possible. You can find that on a computer. Yeah, you can find that.
But
let's get to the
top 10 stories.
Thank you. Yes.
Christine McVie passed away.
Oh, my God, isn't that awful?
Do you know that throughout the 70s, she was my favorite musical artist.
She was my favorite everything. If I could have chased her around, that sounds crude, but I think that she was one of the most special faces and voices and just seemed to be a swell all the way around, to put things into the vernacular of the 80s and before. She was just something else.
You know, her maiden name was Christine Perfect.
Perfect.
She was
an album
much in that. The legendary Christine Perfect was an album that came out. It was a re-release.
Yeah.
And she never played the image of a rock star. She was a classy person and brought tremendous dignity to Fleetwood Mac, not to mention tremendous music. You know, there's a group that had two superstar women in it, Stevie Nicks and Christine McVie. And what a group that was. My goodness gracious. Holy Toledo. Yep.
And the two of them, when we think about the with Christine
McVie.
She didn't take the oxygen out of the room the way Stevie Nicks did.
Totally. I preferred her.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I like both of them.
Yeah, her silky voice and the fact she played the keyboards in a way that was just...
standing up and letting... as she looks around at the crowd and the rest of...
Yeah, just above it all.
Yes.
Very... I tell you, it hit me like a hammer when I saw that news. 79 years old. 79
Pretty young.
That'd
be interesting to find out. She only had a short illness. So what was it? That's what people want to know.
There seems to be a lot of privacy surrounding that.
Maybe that's the way it should be.
At number 9, the World Cup. At number 8, the Russia-Ukraine war. The weird relationship brewing between Twitter and Apple is at number 7. At number 6, the protests in China. At number 5, the Respect for Marriage Act tied with the student loan forgiveness situation. At number 4, January 6 investigation and the Oath Keepers convictions. At number 3, the economy and the collapse of FTX. At number 2, new congressional leaders and the Warnock-Walker runoff that's coming
up. You see what the lieutenant governor of Georgia said? He didn't vote for either of the two of them.
What a choice.
Oh, my God. Both of them are horrible. One's more horrible than the other.
One is more horrible than the other.
Yeah. Yeah.
One is very horrible.
Yeah.
And the other is just, you know, kind of horrible.
Kind of there, yeah, right.
You know.
Not leadership.
At number one, Trump in 24 and legal issues surrounding Trump. Trump.
Yeah, Trump.
Fast?
Please.
Christine McVie at number 10, 9, Elon Musk and Tim Cook. At number 8, the Oath Keepers guys, Stuart Rhodes and Kelly Meggs. Adam Schiff is 7, Ron DeSantis is 6, Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker at number 5. Kevin McCarthy and Hakeem Jeffries at 4. Ye and Nick Fuentes at 3. Donald Trump at 2 and Joe Biden at 1. There you go.
All right, now I'm going to pass along something that we got a question from somebody listening. As you know, we pump social media here, as do other programs. Facebook and Instagram is at Good Day Radio Show, and Twitter.
And as a result, we got one question?
Well, no. This is a question for you.
What's the weather going to be tomorrow?
There's a lot of stuff. Probably next week at this time, we'll be talking about the avalanches on the west coast with all the snow and things warming up and the avalanches on the 4 or 5 states that there really is a problem. But no, this was a lady named Melody Ruth, who, when we were talking about the list earlier, because there are 2 hours of this program, she asked why the story of the, this is her phraseology now, the uber expensive fashion house Balenciaga, is that how you pronounce it? I guess it is, right? Balenciaga?
I don't know.
Anyway, their hideous campaign featuring girls 3 and 4 years old and their sexualized poses, why is that not on the list? Now,
well,
I have the answer.
You know the answer to that is.
Yeah, I do know the answer, but you give it instead of me.
The answer is because there are 10 other topics that people are talking about more.
More. That's right. But it does bring to the surface that even though these are the ones that are most discussed, there are other things. I don't want to leave people with the thought that, in general, these are the only things being discussed.
If people think that these are the only things being discussed and really believe that, then they're not smart enough to listen to talk radio. That's like thinking that Casey Kasem's 10 songs are the only songs in America.
Right.
Or
40.
It's called Top 10. Top.
Right.
It's a list of the top. It doesn't mean the whole thing. And, of course, I guess this is what's called an FAQ, frequently asked questions, and you start rolling your eyes after a while.
Yeah, right.
Of course, there are local issues in different places that are not on the national list, and big stories. There's so much more to it. This is a countdown show of the top tens, and even then we squeeze more in. We all these ties that we do. If we really want to focus the microscope a little bit closer, we can get rid of ties. There'll be even less diverse topic matter on these lists. So that's a no-brainer.
A listener responding to that question named Colette Van Pelt said, no, everybody gets it eventually, referring to why this everybody gets the fact that these sorts of things are problems, and sooner or later they come out. I think that was the translation here anyway.
So I don't know what that means. Everybody gets it eventually.
I think it means that, I should have. That's the difference. See, in social media, we only get to have a one-way conversation. In the old days, we actually took telephone calls when the callers were good. You could have a two-way conversation, and I could ask the question, but here I'm looking at a flat screen with a bunch of words on it, and you don't really know what the nuance is that's connected to it. So I suppose maybe I could ask myself a question. Why the heck do we care what the listeners
Well, no. The point is, first of all, in the old days, they took calls, and they still do take calls. This show is not every show.
Right. That's it.
Most shows that are live still take calls.
Yep.
This show is not designed to take calls. It's a review.
It is. So thank you.
I'm always interested in what people think.
Right.
But I'm not that interested in, look, if this whole thing about two-way street conversation in terms of the modern times of digital era feedback, if you went to a play on Broadway, would you want somebody in the audience to jump up on the stage and say, here's the way it should be done?
No.
If you're watching a baseball game, you want some guy coming out of the stands and saying, no, I'm getting up at bat.
Yep, right. It's my turn.
I mean, we should not sacrifice the one-to-many type of communication, especially in the arts, mm-hmm. for going, you know, overblown on. We got a call. We got a reaction. Yeah. We got a question.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, we're still in a very awkward phase of the transition from the 21st to the 22nd, from the 20th to the 21st century. Well, the 21st to the 22nd is going to be insane. But this is a very awkward phase because things are changing technologically in communications, and as a result, our sociology is changing. So, of course, the media is going through an awkward stage.
Yes, it is. There's no question about that. And as we're all going through an awkward stage, the media, we're trying to deal with or understand some of these things. Here's one that really will blow your mind. And this is one of the things that, because I know you're so interested in it, I saved it for you. And there is a reality in the world of physics called a baby wormhole, and it's been recreated in a laboratory to study quantum physics. If you don't think that's important, listen, and we'll discuss it in a few moments here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 18 past the hour.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah, and we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
From the creators of Kentucky Fried Chicken comes the Taste Good Holiday Event of the Year, KFC's $5 Famous Bowl, starring crispy chicken, creamy mashed potatoes, gravy, corn, and everyone's favorite, melty cheese.
I'm in love with you, Famous Bowl.
Treat yourself to the bowl critics are calling a whole lot of food that even a Scrooge couldn't resist.
Humbug, that's tasty.
Gift yourself a KFC Famous Bowl for just $5. Now on the app and at a Kentucky Fried Chicken near you. For a limited time, prices and participation may vary.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
Real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Doug Steffen, back again.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, 23 after the hour now, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, official lists and conversation about the charts and other things that are important conversationally. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. I'm Doug Steffen. The charts represent, as Michael was just explaining, what the top stories are, not all the stories. And one of the things that I'm bringing in is sort of a countdown extra, because I know you're fascinated with science fiction, and you know a lot more than most people about the ultimate question: what is a wormhole, or what's going on in space, or what, you know, Albert Einstein, I think, was the first person to talk about wormholes as a rupture in space and time. You know, it's always great to have that stuff in, like, Star Trek and Star Wars. And
yeah, well, you know, I'm more interested in science faction as opposed to science fiction.
What a great term.
You know,
yeah.
And I'm not a big fan of fantasy. Fantasy is sort of like Lord of the Rings and, you know, the Star Wars,
yeah,
more so than Star Trek. It's
right.
All fantasy to a certain point. But wormholes is basically the concept that you can go from one part of the universe to another by going through a dimension of space and time that we don't fully perceive. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like taking a shortcut. Or if you took
there's a black hole involved in it?
A black hole could be involved in it. A black hole could be a wormhole. The fact is, we only know about these things theoretically. We don't fully understand them physically. Mm-hmm. It's sort of back to what we were talking about earlier, the difference between the analog age and the digital age. Well, the quantum age goes even deeper into things about reality that go against our intuition. They go against what we see and feel and think in terms of our senses. And the idea that the other side of the universe might be only one block away if you get off the highway and you go down the side street.
Yeah, right.
That's basically what it's about.
Well, it
wouldn't be fair to the audience or to me to go too deeper into it, because even the biggest experts eventually become confused.
Well, the reason that I brought it up is because this week a physicist created a baby wormhole in a laboratory trying to ostensibly study quantum physics and what happens in the world that you just described. That really is why I brought it up, because this, I'm looking at a picture that was created out of this baby wormhole, and it's magnificent and scary at the same time. because what you can see or what you think you're seeing is that we're back to reality. Is that really what it looks like?
Yeah, yeah. It's fascinating stuff. I love this subject. But it's a subject that even the experts are confused about.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Feynman, one of the great physicists of all time, and a guy who sort of was like Einstein when it came to quantum physics, he said anybody who claims to understand quantum physics doesn't understand quantum physics.
Mm-hmm.
It's a field that just boggles our mind. And all of reality, as we see it in the physical world, is based upon it, meaning that life as we know it is an illusion. There are aspects to reality that defy our comprehension, and it's basically magic. It's magic. Reality is magical.
If you come back to the reality of the world, here's something that is also one of those things. Can you believe it? Finland is the happiest country in the world. And one of the reasons that it is, this is a non sequitur, but it's also kind of fun, 99% of Finnish people visit a sauna at least once a week to bring it
back. And do they get there through a wormhole, or do they just walk in?
No, we have to do more investigation on that. 28 past the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. When COVID-19 struck, the U.S. government gave hospitals tens of billions of dollars to help them cope with the strains of the pandemic. Many of the hospitals didn't need it. The aid enriched some well-off systems while failing to meet the needs of many that were struggling. This is according to a Wall Street Journal analysis of federal financial disclosure reports. Local authorities across China are paring back some of their strictest COVID-19 control measures just days after public anger spilled over into rare protests against a zero-tolerance approach that has kept the country largely isolated for 3 years. CVS is testing a system that allows pharmacists to process prescriptions in part remotely, a move it said could improve store working conditions and the experience for customers as the company grapples with a shortage of pharmacists. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Half the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for what amounts to the last week of November, first week of December. Can you believe, Michael Harrison, that we are in the last month of 2022? That's a sobering fact.
Very much so.
It
very,
is.
Very, very much so. I mean, we're deep into the 21st century.
Very deep.
You know?
Like our conversations. Very deep. Okay.
I'm getting ready for Y3K.
Are you?
Yes. Spaceships are going to fall out of the sky.
Could be, right? Bill Clinton handled that very well. Clinton has COVID. And as we look at the list for the first time in a long time, COVID's not on it, interestingly enough.
Yeah.
It's still there, but we're, I think, tired of talking about it.
Or there are other things we're talking about more.
Yep. All right, Joe Biden, number one on the people list. He was the entertainer this week at the state dinner. Maine lobster, beef,
yeah,
hey, fine, you know, and cheeses,
and Macron was talked about this week. You know,
yes,
he sort of fell into the Biden thing. This is this is as imperfect a science as quantum physics.
Yeah, of course it is. I just I've got a kick out of looking. All the people made a big deal out of who was there, like the Democratic yayas who were on television, the people who support the left, and it's pretty obvious that they do with their comments and commentary. the folks on Good Morning America. The nicest look was Jennifer Garner, who was there. And it was nice to kind of see her wearing, I love these people that, you know, they want to make a red carpet out of even a White House event. So there's Jennifer Garner in a red velvet.
That's well put. A White House event, that's the red carpet out of a White House event. Boy, Washington goes Hollywood. You're absolutely right. That is such a good way of putting it. Well, hopefully now war with France will be averted.
Right. I'm with you on that one.
Think about it. All of this about our relationship with France.
Yes, right. All right, let's go to the island here. Number three this week is a focus on the economy. Here's something that has shaken Britain to its core. The fact that a number of companies in England are now implementing a four-day work week. They're going to have people work 10 hours a day, no pay cuts. So I wonder, under the circumstances, because we've played with this, or labor unions have suggested it. We're used to a five-day work week now. When our grandparents were around, it was a six-day work week. And if you're a farmer, it still is a seven-day work week. That's just kind of how it works. But according to what I see about their four-day work week and the campaign to change things around, the four-day week will make us less stressed, not burnt out, because that extra day apparently does it, Michael. We are stressed out and we're burnt up because we work 7-5. People don't even know what hard work is for the most part anymore, in my estimation. I think it's a lot of hooey, but that maybe
we're becoming soft.
Yeah. Productivity is down.
First of all, I put in an 8-day work week.
Yeah, me too.
The Beatles, 8 days a week.
Right.
using that term, here in the digital era, and things are so different now than they were 5 years, 10 years, 20 years ago, and we still think it's 5 years, 10 years, 20 years ago, but we wonder what's wrong.
We'd like it to be, maybe.
The pace and the stress of instant communications, the idea of a work day, adding to that the fact that so many people are now working from home remotely, etc., the idea of a work day is an obsolete concept. It's obsolete. Mm-hmm. So even if you work 4 days a week, you're going to have to catch up on your work at home or at night. Now, the only jobs that really do not have that type of pressure attached to them are, you know, low-paying jobs and entry-level jobs, where if it isn't you, it's another guy. And even those jobs carry with them an amount of stress that we had not seen before. But for most people who have what we call a career, you don't judge your work by checking in and checking out what time you're on, what time you're off, and then you put it behind you. It's just not possible. So time management is much more of a concept that makes sense than, okay, we're going to give you Monday or Friday off so you can have a 3-day weekend. You just carry that stress with you to your day off. Mm-hmm. Am I wrong?
No, that's why I don't think it's a big deal for those of us who are on the go or productive or whatever. We're in our own businesses. You are, I am, I have three businesses.
But even people that work for people 7 days are in their own businesses.
Yeah, that's right. They're working too. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, sometimes, the person who is in their own business is really working for their employees.
Yeah, because they're making payroll.
Right. It's all upside down.
Yeah.
There are no fat cats. The only fat cats are in a strata that you and I don't even understand. And then you get fat cats like Elon Musk and Zuckerberg and Bezos.
Cook. Yeah.
And these guys work day and night. They're insane. Yeah.
They're on it all the time. That's
constantly.
How they get to where they are. Right.
Exactly. And to maintain it.
Yeah.
And they're all nuts. Because when they do have it going well, they create situations so that they have challenges.
Mm-hmm.
So we live in a very different time when it comes to the concept of checking in and checking out, the time clock idea of work. So when
we
I hear stories about 4-day weeks,
it doesn't matter. No big deal.
But whatever. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just thinking back to what we were talking about in terms of around the clock and stuff and how it works. We have to have a schedule. Like, the program starts at a certain time, and it ends at a certain time. But it isn't just the program that we're talking about. It's the way to put the program together.
Of course.
And we're on duty all the time because we're observers of the scene. And the things that come into our conversations are things that happen all around the clock, things that we see, observe. Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. Right.
And I deal with that in my various businesses. My main business is being the publisher of Talkers. Talkers is the information flow within the industry of talk media. I'm like a sentry. I'm on duty 24 hours a day.
Yep. You have to be.
Exactly.
All right. So speaking of talk radio shows and hosts and stuff, for some reason, I haven't followed Alex Jones in InfoWars. That is the demise of his program after the demise of his own reality with the suit brought about by the folks in Connecticut and all of the other stuff. But apparently he's still growing. I don't know that I would say he's going strong, but he had Kanye West on this week. And Kanye was praising Hitler and the Nazis, and basically Jones just encouraged him to spew all the hate against Jewish people on his program. So it was on for an hour, and the whole business of what that does, why people think that that's important, and there's an audience for it, I guess, but. I don't know. I guess, what else can you say about Alex Jones and together with Kanye West? Yeah.
Well, I had Alex Jones over for Thanksgiving dinner. And
oh, did you?
Told me, yeah.
Congratulations.
I don't like to call people losers.
Okay.
But listen to the company that you're talking about there. Yeah. Kanye West on Alex Jones' show.
Right.
Look at the trouble Trump has now. For being a former president, having Kanye West and a couple of neo-Nazis to Mar-a-Lago.
Correct.
I mean, you're judged by the company you keep.
Yep.
And Kanye West, the best I could say about him, and this is my own personal opinion, is that he's emotionally unbalanced.
Yes.
Maybe he's just...
Or maybe he's not. Maybe he's just kidding us all. People think he is, or maybe he isn't. Really.
Right. Who knows? But what he represents is disgusting. And Alex Jones, how could we, we live in a country where there is a thing called freedom of speech, so you can have your opinions.
Yep.
I mean, remember many years ago in Skokie, Illinois, a predominantly Jewish neighborhood, they had to face the freedom of speech issue of allowing the Nazis to march down
the parade. Yes, I remember that. Yep.
And it was the worst elements given freedom for the best element. The First Amendment. This is always going to be an issue. It's always going to be an issue of the boundaries of freedom versus the consequences of repugnant philosophy and action.
Mm.
And this is why it's not easy to create borders and categories that everybody can agree with. Yeah. The human condition is a messy thing.
Unbelievable. That's what we talk about, and that's why this program and the world of talk radio and news talk radio is number one on the format list when it comes to radios. I notice also there are people in the automobile business that are trying to get rid of the AM radio. Most of the talk is on AM radio stations.
Yeah, it'll go elsewhere. The problem with AM radio is it's becoming an obsolete technology that has some of the most exciting programming.
Yeah, and you can easily
the best radio is on the bad band.
Yeah, why doesn't it, those people who are supposed to be representing us, if so many people want to listen to AM radio, why doesn't the government make it easy for us to clean up AM radio? There's a question. 45 past the hour, Michael and Doug here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah, and we have UPS here in store.
What will Staples think of next?
right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
When you work in the kitchen, what you cook often ends up on your clothes. I used to add a little extra bargain detergent on all my stains. But then I realized, is it really a bargain if I have to use more? Now I use Tide Simply. One cap is all you need to deal with tough stains and odors. Best of all, it works on a line cook's budget too. And just like this line cook, Tide Simply gets the job done. Table 10 up!
Tide Simply. Tough on stains, easy on your wallet.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now, hit it, sound effects guy!
I'm real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No secrets here. When it comes to number two on the story, there's just a quick reference to the new leaders. The election has been certified in Arizona. So there was it took a court case. This is amazing. And they haven't, there are a couple of other states. Where are we? We're a month since the election, and stuff's still going on. They have that, the re-vote in Georgia. For a guy that doesn't even live in the state versus a guy. Oh, my God. It reminds me. Remember when Hillary Clinton ran for the Senate in New York? She was a carpetbagger.
Well,
how many people have done that since then? Mitt Romney basically was in Massachusetts as governor.
Mitt Romney, yeah. He's been represented different places. Robert Kennedy was from Massachusetts, and he became governor, senator from
senator
New York.
Senator New York, yeah.
That was
That's
a very
an easy move
deal.
Across the border there.
And he beat Kenneth Keating, who was a very popular senator. So, I was into politics when I was a little kid.
Good for you. Congratulations. All right, 30 seconds on Sean Hannity. The headline of Talkers this week is Sean cracks 700 affiliates. It's a lot
he's an
of
amazing
talk.
Talk show host. He's
good guy.
One of the top guys in cable television, and he's the top guy in
number one
in,
on the
in radio.
Hot 100, right?
Yeah.
Heavy 100.
Yeah.
The Heavy 100. Listen to Talkers magazine. You can see all those names posted there at talkers.com. Along with all the other ancillary things that we may not have had time to talk about this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, thank you. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 10 before the hour here on the Countdown.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is going to make my day or make my morning. Anyway, Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments for a Friday where we get an overview of what Chuck thinks is going to do well over the weekend with new releases. Speaking of new releases, the first trailer for the new Indiana Jones movie is out. And I'm going to be first in line to buy a ticket. You're going to be right behind me, Chuck, right?
Sure, why not? It hits theaters June 30th, 2023. They got a staple release date, 4th of July. Yeah. Going right into that week of 4th of July. So,
the Dial of Destiny.
Because that trailer, nobody expected it to hit. And I guess they premiered it, which is perplexing to me, a bunch of trailers to big summer movies at Comic-Con in Brazil. So they have it. Indiana, it's called Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. I was very apprehensive before I watched it on YouTube. I watched it on my big TV at my ice cream parlor, 85-inch TV. And yeah. My first reaction was I was very much happy the way they cut this trailer. One, it made me feel I wanted to see it. It was sentimental. It was involving. I did say this. A lot of people on the Internet have, too. There's a lot of CGI here. They de-age Indy in some scenes, which is cool. But also Harrison Ford at the age he is now, which was 79 when he shot it. He's now 80. You could tell they CGI'd his face on a stuntman's body that is seen on a horse. But having said that, this looks like a lot of fun. And I was
right.
Pleased with
that's what we want. We want a lot of fun. That's what those movies have always been. Spielberg and Lucas, the story. I don't know if I talked to you about
Here's
this.
The
I
thing, want though, but the thing, the surprising thing is they're not involved here. Spielberg, for whatever reason, backed out of the directing job early on. James Mangold, who is a really good director. This is a guy who did Ford vs. Ferrari.
Yeah,
he did the Wolverine movie Logan, which was an awesome, awesome movie. This guy is very, very talented. He knows how to mount and do very good movies, direct very good movies. So I hope for the best. Clearly this is going to be Harrison Ford's last ride.
Come on.
Whether they reboot it or they spin it off, Who knows? But
he's only seven. What is he? Is he 80 yet? I think he's 80 now.
He's 81. Yeah.
Listen, come on. He could do another one. I think we want him to do another one. Like, I wish we could bring Sean Connery back from the dead to do another James Bond.
Well, he would have been. Well, he, you know, he, Sean Connery did do Bond in a little bit of a Never Say Never Again, a little bit of a older age. But when he did The Rock, Sean Connery, it would have been really cool in the 90s if he came back to play Bond.
Yeah,
once again.
Right.
I think it would be really cool if they did a Pierce Brosnan.
I think we've all thought that. Yeah, bring him back. I mean,
Michael Keaton's coming back as an older Bruce Wayne Batman in The Flash.
Yeah.
So very much looking forward to
let's do that.
That one. Now,
all right, what's coming out this weekend?
Office, Wakanda Forever, Black Panther 2 will hold the number one spot for the fourth straight weekend. The only really main releases, and don't knock it, Doug, relax before I bring this up. Okay. Violent Night, which has David Harbour playing a hero, Santa knocking off the terrorists in a R-rated violent movie. It's expected to do about $10 million in business. Root for this to do well because theaters need movies, and I'm hoping this does well. It's what they call a mid-range budget movie, so $10 million plus will be a good opening for this movie. Actually, I'm going to go see this. I don't think you will, but I will.
No, I probably won't, as a matter of fact. Will Smith is being interviewed because of his new movie.
Yeah, sure.
And he's talking
the
about
movie, so the interviews. Yep.
Yeah, all the interviews about how what a horrific night was. Instead of concentrating on the new movie, they're all talking about Chris Rock, and you know it's over.
I know. But here's the thing. This is the bummer for me. Okay, it's called Emancipation. It's directed by Anton Fuqua, who's a very good director. He's done all the Equalizer movies. He did Training Day with Denzel Vaca. He's a very good director. Movie's getting for the most part good reviews. Hard watch though. Because it is, you know, pretty brutal stuff.
Brutal.
But having said, it's about a runaway slave and his escape, his attempt at to escape for freedom. But here's the thing: it's going to basically play very limited, in a handful of theaters for a week, and then go to Apple TV. Now, here's the thing, Doug: 90% of everybody will never see this movie. That's just a fact.
Yeah. Right.
Because 90% of everybody doesn't have Apple TV, and they're not going to seek it out. They're never going to see this movie. That's the reality.
Bang, boom. Yeah. I thought he was best in movies like The Bad Boys or Enemy of the State.
Very good.
Yeah, Enemy of the State.
He had a horrible night, which is going to define his career in a lot of ways.
Too bad.
But
everybody's
redeemable, including Negan on The Walking Dead and myself. So Will Smith also.
Okay. Well, remember that. Chuck Curry with Doug Steffen, 59 after the hour.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.